It's your morning team show. This is WSGW. Hey, it's 641 on your morning team show online at WSGW.com on air. 790 News Radio and 100.5 News Radio, WSGW. Got a little follow-up to something we were talking about yesterday. And actually, we'll continue with the Liar Liar theme to a follow-up on something we talked about, was it Monday? The fallout from baseball and the cheating scandal. We got kind of an update on both of those here this morning. Yesterday, in the Democratic debate follow-up, we talked about one of the things I was intrigued by was the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren dust-up, you know, going in about he said, she said, about whether or not Bernie Sanders said a woman could never win the White House. Bernie says, I never said that. Elizabeth says, you did. And, okay. And you said it was really trending on social media, Pat.
Right,
and,
right.
Well, apparently, the debate host, CNN, at the end of the debate, capturing some audio, which they released yesterday.
Well, and remember yesterday I told you that after it was all over that she walked over to them and you could tell that there was something going on, that they were having a disagreement. But the microphones had been turned off while the hosts were starting to talk. But as you're about to say, the microphones, they were still hooked up, though, to the microphones. And so the audio was released.
And apparently Elizabeth Warren, when she approached Bernie, says, I think you called me a liar on national TV. Bernie Sanders says, what? And she says, I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To which, if I'm Bernie, I say right back, well, didn't you call me a liar on national TV? Which I think he actually said, but this story and all the stories are more focused on the fact that she approached him and said it first.
Right, she approached him.
He said, let's not discuss this
let's
now.
Let's not discuss this now, right.
Yeah, I have that, but another story says, before the exchange ended, Sanders accused Warren of calling him a liar, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah.
And then, even more, this is something else that we talked about yesterday, but this is something I did not know until the second part of this story came out. And you know, again, big deal. I'm fascinated by it anytime. And we've talked, how many times have we brought forth where we, you know, you got, here's the fact, and you got two different sides, and they couldn't be more polar opposite. And so which side is true? And so often you can't figure it out. And this one we will never know.
Right.
Because there was no microphone in the room when the exchange took place.
No.
But another thing I did not, because I thought this was funny yesterday, the way that moderator, was it Abby Phillips? Was that who was the?
Yeah, the one you mentioned, yes.
Yeah, because I told you that when she asked Elizabeth Warren about Bernie Sanders denying it, the way that she phrased it,
she asked Bernie his take on it, and he said he didn't say anything. And then when she turned over to Elizabeth Warren, she said, "Do you have a response to what he to his comments that a woman couldn't win?" Completely ignoring his denial.
Right. Well, I didn't know this. I didn't know what the original question to Bernie Sanders was, which was the same vein. Because the original question to ask Bernie about that, she said to him, Senator Sanders, CNN reported yesterday, and Senator Warren confirmed in a statement.
Right. Yeah.
What?
I know. That got picked up by a lot of people. Yes.
Well, I didn't know that was the original question.
Yeah.
Your source is the person themselves?
Right.
Generally in news, that we don't consider that a source.
Solid source, right.
I mean, nice to know that they source a story, but what kind of source is that?
Right.
Oh, so the whole exchange is kind of a weirdness, not just what it's amongst the candidates themselves, but just the way that CNN is involved in kind of a little bit of controversy over the way that it was worded.
Plus a nonverbal, she refused to shake his hand.
Right.
That's where you could tell something wasn't
right. Yeah, something wasn't right, yeah.
When she walked up and he extended his hand and she didn't grab it.
Right.
So
I just paint it this way, is that I think they both think that they are in the right and they're not going to back down from it. And They're two, and they're two longtime friends, and they're just having a spat right now in front of the country.
And you said yesterday too that there might have been something said that perhaps was misinterpreted, misconstrued, which might be the case. But both think they say one thing or the other. And in the end, this will. We said this yesterday.
This will pass.
This will blow over. And if one or the other were the candidate, the other would support.
Right.
And if neither are, they'll join forces and support it. So it's politics.
Yep.
But it's funny the way that this little thing, going beyond all the important issues, but this is the thing that trended the next day still.
out of everything. Right.
This was the one that... So there's a little liar on that. Now, how about this? And I'd like to think I'm a baseball fan, love baseball, and I think I have a knowledge of baseball history that's decent. I retain a lot of those weird facts that, for whatever reason, are more in my mind than other important things should be.
Or in your archive, one or the other.
But I did not know this. And maybe I just forgot it. But the sign-stealing scandal, of course, continues to play out. And apparently somebody decided to contact former Brooklyn Dodgers pitcher, so you know how far back we're going on this.
Yeah, it goes way back.
Carl Erskine, who's now 93 years old, and asked Erskine about the vivid memory that he has of a spyglass, I love that, spyglass, and buzzer system that the New York Giants rigged up in 1951.
Wow.
Which, of course, was the year that the Giants rallied and eventually came back to beat the Dodgers in that three-game playoff.
Is that the Bobby Thompson
That's
year?
The Bobby Thompson home. Because what do you remember from that?
Yeah, the Giants won the pennant.
The Giants won the pennant. That's what you remember, Russ Hodges. Erskine was warming up in the bullpen when Bobby Thompson hit that home run. And he says, it was known that the Giants had a system and they were using it in 1951.
Rube Goldberg version compared to today's technology.
But like I said, either I forgot or
I've never heard this before.
So that's why I brought it up. Like, who knew? But I mean, of all the cheating scandals, how come that was never mentioned as far as baseball history is concerned? And I would think that when the sign stealing was mentioned, that this probably would have been part of the original story. It's just kind of like an afterthought. Oh, by the way.
Never heard that.
And if Carl Erskine's still rolling around, would they have talked to anybody? I don't know who's still around from 1951 that played with the Dodgers and the Giants, if any. There has to be very few from that era.
Where was Art? He might have been at the game.
Very nicely played. Well, it was New York. It was Brooklyn. He's that's where Art's. We'll have to ask when he comes in.
Ernie Harwell was there for that game, right?
Yeah, remember, he was doing the TV call.
That's right.
51 TV and 51 baseball games.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I think famously, he would later tell his wife, Miss Lulu, that only two people would ever remember that he was covering the game on TV that day. Miss Lulu and he. Only two that would remember, because I remember Bobby Thompson on the radio with Russ Hodges doing the Giants win the pennant.